It's remarkable how a president commanding the most comprehensive sources of information in the world can sometimes end up believing something that just ain't so.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
One famous mythmaker was President Reagan, who had a thing about welfare and used to tell a story about someone he called the Chicago Welfare Queen. He spun out in great detail how she would come riding up to the welfare office in her Cadillac and collect benefits for herself and four non-existent deceased husbands. No one ever located the Welfare Queen, but Reagan went on telling that story as though he was sure it was true. We have President Bush to thank for the latest piece of presidential apocrypha. It's about, you guessed it, leaks. At his news conference last Monday, fending off criticism of warrantless wiretaps, Mr. Bush accused the press of sabotaging the hunt for Osama bin Laden. He said, "The fact that we were following Osama bin Laden because he was using a certain type of telephone made it into the press as a result of a leak, and guess what happened? Osama bin Laden changed his behavior. He began to change how he communicated." The fact is that bin Laden's use of a satellite phone was known at least since 1998, when, among other things, he was interviewed on the telephone by international news organizations. He turned off his satellite phone in August 1998, the day after the United States fired dozens of cruise missiles into his training camp in Afghanistan. That may or may not have been a coincidence, but there was no indication of a leak. It may be that President Bush still believes the leak story, but it looks like the birth of another presidential myth, something to change the subject from warrantless wiretaps. This is Daniel Shore.